Life Experienced will begin right after this. Welcome to a very special Halloween edition of Life Experienced. Back in September, when I sat down with Lieutenant Alex Kriegel, he recalled an experience from his training that I believe is very appropriate for the Halloween festivities. As a bit of a disclaimer, this story does contain some descriptions of potentially frightening situations. That being said, here's Alex.
After I graduated from the Naval Academy, like I said, I had to go to Nuclear Power School. And so Nuclear Power School is in Charleston, South Carolina. So I graduated from the Naval Academy in May of 2012. I had a few months on hold, and then I was reporting to the August class of Nuclear Power School. So I was able to find this really nice house. So I was going to have some roommates. So it had about four bedrooms in it in Charleston, and it was near this plantation. And so I was actually in a class starting earlier than my roommates would be. So I was moving into the house by myself. So my girlfriend at the time, Mary, she decided that she would help me move in. So we get to the house, get everything all set up. I'm in the master bedroom, and my girlfriend, she heads out after I'm done. So I start going to school. But I start having this dream almost every night. I mean, it was a recurring dream. And what was very strange about it was that it was always taking place in my bedroom in the house. And what the dream was is that I'd be asleep on my bed, and then these dolls would come into the room while I'm sleeping, and they would hold me down, and they would pour this black liquid into my mouth, and I would start choking on it. And then I would wake up, and I would actually be choking, crying, and I could barely move. And this would happen almost night after night. And it would always be around 3:30 in the morning when it would happen. So obviously thinking this was very strange, I called my girlfriend and I told her all about it. I told these stories to her. And she had no explanation for it. She's like, I'm sorry. It's terrible. But I don't know what to do. So fast forward a few months as my roommates start moving in. Classes get started up for them, and they start going downtown. I'm not a big partier. I'm more of just a hang-at-home type of guy. So they go downtown, and they come back. And they tell me that they met this guy named Gustavo, and that he was the previous tenant in the house, and that he was going to Prototype also in Charleston. And so I was like, oh, that's really strange. Like, why would he move out of this really nice house if he's staying in Charleston? And they told me that it's because the house is haunted by dolls. And so, again, I had not told anybody except for my girlfriend at the time about this story. And so I'm completely freaked out. And so I asked them to tell me about what Gustavo said. So I guess him and his roommates in the house before we got there had found these dolls in this crawl space in one of the rooms. And they kept having these really weird experiences with them. And so they built this like table into the door of this crawl space and nailed it shut so it could not be opened from the inside. And this crawl space was in my roommate Jeremy's room. And we'd never really questioned it. I saw it when I first arrived there. I just thought it was a storage space for clothes. I was like, oh, okay. It's kind of weird, but whatever. I tried to open the door, but it was nailed shut. So they put these dolls in there, and then they moved out of the house. I don't know why they didn't get rid of the dolls, but they moved out of the house. Yeah. Because they were so scared of them. So I asked Jeremy, I'm like, have you noticed anything with these dolls? Because I've been having these dreams about him. And I told them the dreams. And at this point, they were just freaked out. So Jeremy had this dog named Shima. And Shima, in the middle of the night, would wake up. And she was a hunting dog. And she would go over to this closet where the crawl space was. and she would do the thing where the dogs point when there's something they're interested in. And then she would yelp and start crying and jump back in the bed, back into the bed with Jeremy. And then she would essentially cry herself back to sleep. And he said this would happen night after night. So we all agree, okay, we have to do something about this, because I even had called up Mary and had her verify that I've been telling her about these stories for all of them. They're like, okay, we have to do something. So Jeremy decides that we're gonna break into this crawl space that night. Of course, we had to do it at night right, just to make it extra spooky.
Of course.
So he grabbed his pistol, which looking back is just the dumbest thing ever, because I could have gotten shot. So we get a crowbar and we undo this table that's built into this crawl space. And I decide I'm going to be the one that goes inside. And so I, you know, open up this crawl space door and I look inside. There's no lights, but you can see cobwebs and stuff scribbled all over the walls. And then in the back corner was this doll sitting there looking up at me at the door of the crawl space. And in its lap was this little frog that was carved out of wood. And so we're all like, ah, we all scream. We just could not believe that it's actually in there. And this is the same doll that I was seeing in my dreams. So we run downstairs and we get a bunch of trash bags because, you know, maybe the trash bags will hold the spirit in or something. And we run back upstairs and we put this doll and this frog inside of these trash bags. And we take it and we throw it away. And we knew the next day was trash day, so we all stayed up. And then we watched the garbage man come and take this doll away for good. And so then after that night, I never had these dreams again. And Shima the dog stopped doing the pointing at the crawl space, and it all stopped. So then fast forward to Thanksgiving. I was out of town, but my family's... my friend's family was there, and I guess one of their grandmothers is like very into world history and different cultures. And so they brought up this story, and she said that she wasn't surprised because there's such a Gullah influence. It's an African-American culture in the southeastern United States, that there's just a very strong Gullah presence in South Carolina, and that in many cultures, the frog is the symbol for bringing spirits from the afterlife into our, you know, present day and present life. But she, that was it. She was just like, yeah, I'm not surprised. She didn't seem shocked at all. So that's my experience with ghouls and ghosts. And it always kind of changed my perspective on it, because I never really believed in all that until it happened to me.
Thanks so much for listening. Life Experience will return next week. If you like the show, one of the best things you can do is leave a review on your favorite podcast app, especially Apple Podcasts, or on our Facebook page. Also, the show has a permanent home on the web now, so you can visit lifeexperience.org to learn about the show, catch up on past episodes, and get in touch with me if you have any feedback. We hope to see you back here next week for episode 12. Over the past few months, my wife and I have been able to save some time and money and develop a whole new set of cooking skills. How did we do it? We started subscribing to EveryPlate. EveryPlate is a meal kit delivery service that's different from others you may have heard of, because it only costs $5 per serving, which is about half as much as those other meal kits cost. Each meal features a recipe that's made from fresh ingredients and only takes about 30 minutes to make. The box of ingredients and recipe cards are delivered to your door each week, so all that's left for you to do is enjoy making the meals. If you'd also like to sharpen your cooking skills and enjoy recipes you want to make over and over, you can get $20 off your first box from EveryPlate by visiting lifeexperienced.org/everyplate. That's lifeexperienced.org/everyplate for $20 off your first delivery.